Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Come to the Kitab, Anwarul Salah. So last we had discussed that what a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Salah is, and how Allah Ta'ala had given the Salah to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was called all the way to the heavens, and there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Salah to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we also mentioned in detail in regards to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what a relationship he enjoyed with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala reward him, he mentioned a very important point, and that is the aspect of jazb. Jazb is the pull of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala pulls a person, Allah Ta'ala makes a person his beloved. So many a times a person, Allah, no effort from his side. Allah Ta'ala just pulls a person because Allah Ta'ala loves him. One is a person, he makes a little bit of mujahada, he makes qurbani, he goes through difficulty. He says, Allah, I want to please you, Allah, I want you to be happy with me. So he makes a lot of effort. And after making mujahada, making qurbani, making effort, then Allah Ta'ala pulls a person. And one is a person, Allah Ta'ala just pulls him. Allah Ta'ala loves him, Allah Ta'ala loves some action of his, Allah Ta'ala pulls him. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Allah Ta'ala chooses, Allah pulls whoever Allah Ta'ala wants to, Allah Ta'ala wants to pull. So similarly, in this incident of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we find that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala only met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala went away. He went to Sham and he saw the dream. So it was no effort from the side of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loved him. Allah Ta'ala wanted to pull Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So this is what you call jazb. Allah Ta'ala just pull Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made him his beloved. So young person, every day he should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, make jazb of me. Allah, pull me. Everyone wants to become the friend of Allah. Everyone wants to be the beloved of Allah. So a person must make dua for himself, make dua for his family, his children, his parents, whoever it might be. Make dua that Allah, make jazb of all of us. Make us all your beloved. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's a long incident, but we're not going to go into the detail. Abu Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he went? He went to kill Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to kill Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And mentioned Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went with an unsheathed sword around his neck. So at that time, when he had the unsheathed sword around his neck, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Darun Nadwa. He was with Sahaba. They used to sit in Darun Nadwa, and there Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would propagate deen to Sahaba. Darun Nadwa was where the Mount of Safa, where Safa is today, in that area Darun Nadwa was. And obviously now everything has been broken down, so there's no indication of Darun Nadwa being there. So that is where Darun Nadwa was. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there with Sahaba. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala with the open sword now, he is going to Darun Nadwa. So the Sahaba that were sitting in Darun Nadwa, they saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala coming. They shook that, what are we going to do? Umar is coming. And Umar got a sword. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was a very, very brave sahabi. Wa hamzatu asadullah wa asadu rasuli. He was the lion of Allah, the lion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hamza radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he said that, let Umar come. If Umar has got a good intention, then well and good, no problem. But if Umar has come here with a bad intention, I'll turn Umar to dust. I'll finish Umar radiallahu ta'ala up. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala came. When he came, Sahaba told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is here. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up himself. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very strong. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Umar and he caught Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He caught him by his collar. It is mentioned that at that time Abu Bakr stood on one side. Here we are playing with Umar. And Umar is brave and very strong. So Abu Bakr is on one side. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam stood on the other side. And here Nabi alayhi salam caught Umar. And then he shook Umar. When he shook Umar, all that power of Umar, all that strength of Umar, in no time everything came out. Everything was finished in a second. Just that one jerk, that one shake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told us, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said, oh Umar, how long are you going to remain in kufr? How long will you remain in this kufr? Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, ya Rasulullah, I've come to recite kalima. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. It mentioned Sahaba said takbir, Allahu Akbar. And as I'm saying, the Kaaba Sharif is at a distance. Safa is still far at a distance. If a person is sitting by Kaaba Sharif, if one or two people are reciting and they're making a sa'i between Safa and Marwa, you can't hear by the Kaaba Sharif what's going on, because it's at a distance. And in those days, so it's mentioned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said Allahu Akbar, Sahaba said Allahu Akbar, everyone said Allahu Akbar. The voice reached right up to Kaaba Sharif. حضرت جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام انفارم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم استبشر اهل السماء باسلام عمر that the people of the heavens, the malaika, they also happy, they also rejoicing that Umar radiallahu ta'ala has brought Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought Islam. When he brought Islam, what did he do? Up to this point, they would secretly perform salah. So he made two lines. In one line is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He put 20 people behind him. One line he put Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Put 20 people behind, sahaba behind him. And he put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle. And he said, now let's go to the Kaaba Sharif and perform salah. See here also, where was he going? He had the intention to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But what Allah ta'ala decided? Allah ta'ala wanted to pull Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That is jazb. Allah ta'ala pull Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. To understand what is this jazb, I'll just take one example. This is not our topic. Just one example, which Hazrat Abrar al-Haqtab Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi had given. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haqtab Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi, together with another great alim, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So they said a certain person is sick, let's go and visit that person. So as they were going, then Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi told Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haqtab rahmatullahi alayhi, see that there's a certain Hakim Sahib here. So let's take this Hakim Sulaiman, take him with us also to visit the sick person. If he finds out that we went to visit the sick person, we didn't take him, he'll be very upset. He'll be very angry with us. So they went to his house, then they found out that, where is he? So they said that, no, he's sleeping. So Maulana said that, no, wake him up. Wake him up. Normally, you shouldn't wake a person up for no reason. But this was a valid reason, because if this person, if you didn't take him, he would become upset. So he said, no, wake him up. So they woke him up. Then he came out. When he came out, then the car was passed at a distance. So they walked to the car and they opened the door. They opened the driver opened the door and they sat down. So then Maulana Abrar al-Haqtab Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi, he told him, he said, see, you had no intention to come with us. We came to your house. We came to your house and we pulled you out. We took you out. This is what you call jazb. This is what you call jazb. That we pulled you out, we took you out of your house. We woke you up from your sleep and took you out. And now see, you made a little bit of effort. You walked from your house to the car. The car wasn't right there, they had to walk to the car. Now the driver opened the door. So you sat down in the car. So sometimes that person has to make a little bit of effort, walk the path towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Allah ta'ala opens the door, and Allah ta'ala makes a person his beloved. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding, make all of us his beloved, inshaAllah. So the last we discussed was about the aspect of how salah was given to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are discussing the etiquette of the toilet, of the bathroom, that how should a person go to the bathroom, he should recite the dua, etc. And in this recitation of the dua is our protection. And we came to the point that this health that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is a great ni'mat. The ability to relieve ourselves, that is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. One person, he had a hole in the retina of the eyes. There's a lot of parts of the eyes. So the retina of the eye, he had holes. So once when we went to visit him, he said, I can't even switch on the light in the room. And he's crying, like a baby was crying. He said, I can't even switch off the light, or switch on the light, I have to remain in the dark. So then he said one point, he made one point, he said, that up to now, the ulama have always been speaking of the ni'mat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us good health. Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to see. So many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we must make shukr upon every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So what he said that, up to now, we heard the talks of the ulama. But today when I'm going through this difficulty, and this sight of mine, he lost his sight. Eventually he lost his eye. So he says that today when I'm going through this difficulty, and now I'm going through this, the pain, I realize what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala this eye is. That what a great ni'mat, just one limb of the body, one organ of the body is, but we don't realize this. So we need to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So nevertheless, when a person now, he has finished in a toilet, now he's going to come out. So when a person comes out, now a person has to read the dua. And what is the dua? Hufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani. That, Allah, I seek your forgiveness. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has removed this harm from me. This was harm that was in a person. So Allah ta'ala has taken this out. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept us with health. Allah ta'ala has kept us with afiyat. A person can't go to toilet, he is sick. And our buzruks were such also that even in their sickness, then too they made shukr to of Allah Ta'ala. They only looked at the good things, the positive things. On one occasion it is mentioned, حضرت مولانا میاں اصغر حسین صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. He was the ustad of Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi. So he was sick. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi went to visit him. So when he went to visit him, he asked him that, how are you? How is everything going? So he told Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullahi, he said, Alhamdulillah, I am very well. That I can see, Allah Ta'ala has given me eyes, I can see. Alhamdulillah, my hands are working. I can hold, I can move my hands. My feet are working, I can walk. My heart, my liver, my lungs, everything is functioning. And then he said, I have a little bit of fever also. Little bit fever I got. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah later on he explained, he said on that day, his fever was 105 degrees. So high his fever was. But he never spoke about his sickness. He never said, I'm sick. He said, Alhamdulillah, so many ni'mas of Allah I'm enjoying. But little bit, I have this problem also. I have little bit fever as well. So see how they looked at positive. They wouldn't go immediately to the negative. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, we know what his brothers did to him and how he was thrown into the well, and then he was sold in the market of Egypt, then finally he was put into jail, and then finally he became the minister. And it's mentioned he met his family that came from Canaan. According to some Mufassirin, they say after 40 years. And other tafsir say after 70 years, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was united with his family. Now finally, when the father and everyone were brought together, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam met with them, so he could have complained so much that after 70 years separation, what I went through, what difficulties, what my brothers had done to me. No, he didn't say all that. What did he say? He said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Allah Ta'ala had done ihsan to me. Allah was good to me. Allah was kind to me. What? إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. When Allah Ta'ala took me out of the prison. He didn't say, I went through prison so much of difficulty. Allah was kind. Allah Ta'ala took me out of prison. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Another favor of Allah Ta'ala, وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And Allah Ta'ala brought you from the countryside. You were in Canaan, and I'm in Egypt. Allah Ta'ala brought you all the way from there. Allah Ta'ala brought you here. Another favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After Shaitan caused all this fight, Shaitan caused all these problems between me and my brothers. He didn't say that my brothers fought with me, my brothers were jealous. No. He said all the Shaitan done. So see where his eyes went? Positive. That all Allah's favors, Allah Ta'ala took me out of prison, Allah Ta'ala united me with you, and Shaitan caused all these problems. Which is the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mullah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi, he explained this, and he said that sometimes you go to somebody's house, you the mehman by that person's house. So when you go to that person's house, so that person, he offers you a glass of milk. So how much milk he gives you? He puts half. He fills the glass, half glass, and he gives you. Now you get two types of people. One person, he's going to look at the glass, and what he's going to say? The glass is half empty. He'll look at negative. He'll say, glass is half empty. And the other person, he looks at the glass, and he says, no, the glass is half full. The end result is same. The end result is same. But how one person looked at it? Half full. He looked at positive. And the other person, he looked at it from a negative. So we mustn't be negative. Everything that happened, we must look at it positive. Like right now, it's lockdown. There are no businesses. People are going through so much of difficulty. People cannot move as they want to move. Shops are closed. But at this point and at this time also, so many ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we are enjoying even at this time. So a person is still eating, he's still drinking, he's still sleeping, he's still living, mashallah. He can still make his ibadat freely. Azan is given. So we're reading Quran Sharif, we're fasting in the month of Ramadan. So many ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Our body is functioning perfectly. So many ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we're enjoying even at this stage. So instead of looking only at negative, always keep our gaze and our focus on the positive. This is what we learn from our Kabirin. Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind Rahmatullahi is mentioned that when the British were in search of Shaykh ul-Hind Rahmatullahi, then he went away to Makkah al-Mukarrama. And in Makkah Mukarrama, he was in the bottom, the cellar, what you call the cellar. So he was in the cellar of, in the basement, like how we have in a masjid, like similar type of a thing, like a basement. Of one ustad that was living in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So the British, they got in contact with the Saudi government, and they said that this person is in Makkah Sharif and we want him, you must hand him over to us. So the Saudi government, they found out where he was and in whose house he was hiding. They called that person. They said that if you don't hand him over, then you're going to have problems. So this person, he came home that evening, was very worried, very concerned. That what am I going to do? He didn't want to tell Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind Rahmatullahi that the Saudi government is looking for you. So Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind Rahmatullahi looked at him. Immediately he saw his face, he realized. He said that these people are in search of me. but this man is feeling difficult. So he said, why must somebody else go through difficulty because of me? So the Shaykh Ulin Rahmatullahi told him, he said that don't worry, I'm handing myself over. So he went himself and he handed himself over. But when he handed himself over, what did he say? He said, he looked at the positive, he never looked at negative. He said, I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that today I'm being arrested, not because I did something wrong. This is oppression, this is zulm. Because of oppression and zulm, they are arresting me. But I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, I'm not being arrested for doing anything wrong. So, this is how we should be. We should be always positive and not negative. So, here also when a person, he leaves the toilet, he's making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that harm that was in my body, Allah, you have taken out that harm. That is one reason. Why? So now, why do we make istighfar? So, here we're saying, atlubu or as'alu ghufranak, Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Why when you're leaving the toilet, you're making istighfar? Why are you seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So, the commentators of hadith have given many explanations to this. One explanation is this, that kana yadhkurullah, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yadhkurullah fi kulli ahyani. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time. All the time in the zikr of Allah ta'ala. But the time when a person goes in the toilet, at that time, no zikr. Now a person cannot make any zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that time that is void of the zikr of Allah ta'ala, for that time a person makes istighfar, he seeks forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very busy man. Lot of khidmat, lot of work of deen Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had done. And on one occasion he called his son, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Mufti Rafi Sahib, Rafi Usmani Sahib, Daman Barakatum. And he told him that, see, I want to tell you all something, I feel shy to tell you all, but it will be of benefit to you all. So what he said? He said that, you see, the time that I spend when I go to relieve myself, that time I can't do anything constructive. I can't do any constructive work at that time. But I don't want to waste that time also. So he says, what I do at that time? The toilet jug that is there. So he says, I wash the toilet jug. So the jug gets clean. So even that time of my life, it is not wasted. It is mentioned about Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, that he went to India. So when he went to India, he went to visit one person, one great Buzruk that was there. So this Buzruk in his room, he had two entrances. He had one entrance here, one entrance on that side. But he had two chambals, he had two shoes. One chambal is kept this side, one chambal is kept that side. So Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, he told him, he said, see, isn't this israf, you're wasting? You got two shoes, one kept there, one kept there. Why don't you have one pair of shoes? So he says, what you say is correct. He says, but sometimes I need to go out from this entrance. Now, if I need to go out from this entrance on one side and my shoe is on the other side, now I must go to the other side and fetch my shoe and then I must come to this entrance. So didn't I waste that amount of time? So he says, that's why I kept my shoes at two entrances. So wherever I want to leave, I can leave from that entrance with the shoe that is there, and that time of mine is safe. See, in particular, they were about time. Today we want to pass time. And some people, they kill time also. They want to kill time. Whereas time is the greatest asset of our life. Quran says, Wal-Asr, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by time. That the time of your life that is gone, that time will never come back. This minute that went now, this 20 minutes that we spent here now, this 20 minutes of our life will never come back. A person can lose his business, he'll get another business. You can lose, Allah Ta'ala save us. As Imam Zamir explained, he said, sometimes a person can lose iman. And Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq, he makes tawbah, he can renew his iman. But the time of your life that has gone, that time will never ever come back, ever again. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, he says one of the greatest or one of the largest kitabs written in the world is a kitab called Al-Funun. Al-Funun. This kitab was written by Ibn Uqayl rahmatullah alayhi in 80 volumes. Today we can't even read 8 volumes, these 80. He wrote it, handwritten, 80 volumes he wrote it. So he said that that this was such a big kitab that was written. And then Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, he tells about himself, he speaks about himself. At that time he was about 90 plus, 92, 93, whatever the case may be, 90 plus. So he says that in my life, not once I wasted my time and futile, just for nothing, I sat and I laughed. He says, never once in my life. That's how I protected my time. He says, I looked after every moment of my life. And then he says that I counted, at that age of his, he counted how much of work he had done. He had written, I think, over 2,000 pages of work, whatever work kitabs he has written, it came to about 2,000 pages. That's how much he had written. Today, to read 2,000 pages is a big job. He had written and handwritten 2,000 pages. And then it is mentioned about him that when he used to write, in those days they used to sharpen the pen that they used to use for writing. So when they would sharpen it, all the shavings, he used to keep it one side. He used to say, keep this one side. And then he made a wasiyat that when I pass away, then all the shavings, that time there was no geezer, so they had to warm the water, and then they used to give ghusl to the deceased person. So he said, burn the shaving and use that to warm my ghusl water, and then give me ghusl. So that was used. Imagine how much of work he had done, how much of shavings he had gathered. That was used now to warm the ghusl water, and then he was given ghusl. So this time that Allah Ta'ala has given us in our life is extremely, extremely valuable. Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi, when he used to sharpen the pencil, so he mentioned how long? He used to be writing the commentary of Bukhari Sharif. And when he would sharpen the pencil, what he would say? He would quickly read, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. Even the sharpening of the pencil, that was ibadat, because he was writing hadith. But at that time he didn't waste. Let me take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the time in the toilet, there's no zikr of Allah. So that's why when we come out, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That this time of my life was void of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned, he said that when we come out of the toilet, we make istighfar. He says, why? He says that when we in the toilet, the napaki, the najasat that is there, that is the outward impurity, which is visible to the eyes. We can see all that impurity that is there. So he says, at that time, think a little bit that all the internal impurity that I got. I got a lot of internal impurity also. For example, the pride that we got. That is an internal impurity. And it is such a dangerous disease. That a person that got la yadkhulu al-jannah man kana mithqalu dharratin min kibr, an atom's weight of pride, even this much. Somebody says, do this. We say, who are you to tell me? I don't want to listen to you. You can't tell me what to do. What's that? That's pride. Person that got that amount of pride, he will be deprived of jannah. That is pride. Batrul haq wa ghamtun na. Somebody tells you the haq, he tells you the truth. Brother, this what you're doing is wrong. This is the right thing. Batrul haq, we refuse. I'm not prepared to listen to you. You go do your thing. I'll do what I want. Fatrul haq, that is pride. Wa ghamtun nas, and you look down upon somebody. This man, or he came and told you something, who is he to tell me? He doesn't even know to read Quran Sharif properly. He's telling me what to do. See, that is pride. Person mustn't be like that. Allah Ta'ala cure all of us. We all sick, we're talking of these things. I have it the most in me. That is why we're talking of these things. It's mentioned, Shah Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah, he was going for Jumu'ah. When he was going for Jumu'ah Salah, then he came across a bridge. On the one side of the bridge was a dog, and he was on this side. Only the dog, or only one person can cross the bridge. Either the dog crosses, or either he crosses. And now he's going for Jummah, clean kurta. If the dog has to cross the bridge, it means he has to take another road that is going down. And there was all filth, mud, sewer, all everything running. So Shah Madifai rahmatullah alayhi, he indicated to the dog that you take the bottom road. You take the bottom road, and I'll cross the bridge. I'm going for Jummah. And you don't have to worry about park, napak. If any napaki come on you, the sun will dry it, finish. It's gone. But for me, I'm going for Jummah, I can't go napak. So the dog, Allah Ta'ala gave the dog the ability to speak. And the dog spoke. And the dog said, oh, Ahmad Rifai, he said that if you telling me to go down and you want to cross the bridge, then remember this pride that you got, because you regard me as a dog. This pride that you got, even the seven oceans can't wash this heart of yours. This pride is such that the seven oceans won't wash your heart. And if you go down and your clothes become impure or dirty because of the mud, sewer, whatever, no problem. You wash your clothing again, it'll become pak. You can go to the masjid, you can perform salah, no problem with that. But, and then he said that why I'm telling you this today is few days ago, my puppy, the baby dog, it was out in the cold. And you took pity on the baby dog. You brought the baby dog inside your house. And you kept it warm. You gave my baby food. So today I'm doing an ihsan in favor of what you've done for my baby dog. So see how dangerous this pride is. Mawlana Alim Yasab, Nadwi Rahmatullahi, Qasasun Nabiyyin, all he has written. What a great alim. And when he heard of Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi, he wanted to go to Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi. So when he went to Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi, and he stayed with Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi, then he took ijazah, he said, I want to go now. after spending whatever time he had to spend. So he told Maulana Tanwir Rahmatullah, he said, give me some nasihat. Maulana Tanwir Rahmatullah said, what nasihat I'm going to give this man? He's such a great alim he is, Maulana Alimya. And how good he used to speak, how well versed he was in Arabic. He said, what nasihat can I give this man? So Maulana Tanwir Rahmatullah made dua to Allah Ta'ala. To Allah, you put in my heart, what nasihat must I give Maulana Alimya sahab? Then Allah Ta'ala put it in his heart. Maulana Tanwir Rahmatullah took his finger and he pointed to the heart of Maulana Alimya sahab. And he said, bye. یہ اپنے طریق میں اپنے آپ کو مٹانا ہے اپنے آپ کو مٹانا ہے اپنے آپ کو مٹانا ہے that in this path of ours you have to humble yourself, you have to lower yourself, you have to lower yourself, annihilate yourself, annihilate yourself, become nothing, I'm nothing. Somebody tells us something, no problem, let them say what they want to say. Somebody told us do it, what day if I do it? Somebody said pass the jug, what day if I pass the jug? We feel hard, say, can't he take it himself, why do I have to pass the jug with him? That's right. That's right, we're feeling difficult. So, this part of ours, when a person wants Allah Ta'ala, he has to come to this level. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq we're talking, but the reality Allah Ta'ala give it to us. So this is how a person has to lower himself, then a person, he gets Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Mullah Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, that think of your inward impurity. There's so much inward impurity in me. The jealousy that is in there, the hatred that I got for somebody. I don't want to see this person, I don't want to speak to that person. That all this, these are the inward impurities that I have. So this is the second. The third one which we'll finish on is, which is in Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Badlul Majhood. He said that when a person went to the toilet and you were able to relieve yourself, that's a great ni'mat of Allah, like we explained also on Saturday. Great ni'mat of Allah. So for this ni'mat of Allah, we're supposed to make shukr. But we didn't make enough shukr. No matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough. So he says, we're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, that Allah forgive me that I didn't make shukr in the manner I supposed to be making shukr. So that's why we're saying, Ghufranak, Allah, I seek your forgiveness that I didn't make shukr in the manner that I supposed to be making your shukr. Allah Ta'ala tells the family of Dawood alayhi salam, I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Oh, the family of Dawood, make shukr. Dawood alayhi salam broke his family up into two parts. And he said, one part of the night, this part of the family will make ibadat and the other one will sleep. Then when this one goes to sleep, the second part will wake up, they'll make the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. In this way, we'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then it struck Dawud al-Islam that, Ya Allah, but the ability to make shukr, to make your ibadat, where that tawfiq comes from. That's also from Allah Ta'ala. So you realize we can't make shukr. We can't really make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But even that little bit shukr that we try and make verbally with our ibadat, that is also appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Continue.